talking to the players, they seem pretty excited to be able to finally show off the whole defense in a real game. You get that sense from them?
Yeah, they're excited about it. We're all excited about using our rules and seeing what we can come up with and going one play at a time.
How different do you think it'll be than the stuff you've shown so far in the preseason?
How different it's all in the scheme to us. Again, I talked in the past about categories. We teach it as categories, so the look can be slightly different, but they are the same type of coverage that we're using. So it will look different, but to us, we'd like to think we can use our rules and play real fast with them.
Some of the guys have talked about, even though you're doing so many more things, that you've made it simple. Have you seen a lot of mental errors, or do you think that it is as simple to them as it is to you, as to when you're close to it?
You know, when you keep it, like, same thing, it's those lines of teaching. So when you see it on a certain thing, you say, hey, this is like this, remember? And then see how they do from there. So once you correct them, see if there's any repeat offenders. And we've been able to catch it, and they'll make the adjustments. And the guys have been great at making those adjustments. So we're in the lines, and this week's been really well. Anything that we made the first time we called a call on the practice field, hey, do this a little better, they've done the next time. So if we can transfer that to the game, we'd be excited about where that takes us.
In theory, with week one and you guys with a totally revamped scheme, from the outside you look at it and say, boy, this is your chance to really throw some things at them that they hadn't seen before. Do you have to guard against trying to do too much thinking like that?
As a coach, you go in the game plan meeting and you think about what 11 guys are going to be on the field, what can they do well, and how do we maximize their abilities? And sometimes there's a whole bunch of ideas, and sometimes there's not as many, but you can know you do them real well. So you're playing that line every game plan week. What do they know well? What have they demonstrated? What have we seen from practice that our guys really have a good grasp of? And then what does everybody do well? Okay, what changes do we need to make? And or what little tweaks? And how do we fit it in our categories? Get it all done, and then make it presentable to them so they can play fast. So you're playing with that line all the time as a coach. That's what makes it fun in game plan meetings, is you're playing on that level. And we did that last night, and then we'll do it again for the next section of the game plan tomorrow.
Being that you have not played a regular season yet, there's still stuff you just don't know, huh? I would assume. I mean, you hope you know, but there's still things you're going to find out.
Well, sure, and you're playing this team, okay? Had a fortunate year where I got to work with Coach Turner. He's one of the best in this league, in the history of this league, at calling plays. I mean, he's special. He can see a weakness, see your coverage, find the weakness, and repeat plays to get himself and his players in good spots. So, yeah, there's things we don't know, but like I say a lot when I talk to you guys, if we use our rules of our defense and we understand where each other are, and then if anything happens, get the guy on the ground with the ball and go to the next play. That's the key. And that's even more so the key against Coach Turner and the Chargers, because one, they've been together for a while. Two, you don't know what formations they're going to pick. But if you have good rules and you can use the rules, you'll be all right, because they shift in motion and try to get the ball to their good players. And so are you going to know everything they pick? No. Has anybody ever knows everything Norv picks? No. But the rules can get us through the down. And if there's a tough one, get the guy on the ground with the ball or take the ball away and go to the next play.
Rolando was talking about, in reference to Miles, how excitable he is and the times they have to get him calmed down. He's so anxious to make a play. Is that a fine line as a coach you want to get the toe with him? You want him to play with that energy and passion, but you don't want him to get too out of control, too excited?
Sure, because if you get too excited, then you lose track of where your help is in the defensive play. But you got to put this game as a passionate, energetic game, which is why we all love it and love coaching it. So you can't take that out of them either. And that's a fine line you play as a coach. And with young players, you're constantly looking at where they are. Are they too excited? What's their mindset during a game? What are they feeling like? And you ask them, hey, how do you feel? Well, I just didn't see that one. Okay, but now you know, right? Okay, yeah, make the adjustment.
Is he where you need him to be?
Miles is doing well. And in the situations when we pick defenses, like Coach Allen said, when we pick defenses, we have all 11 players that are on the field in our minds. And he's been using his rules on those for the most part pretty well. And Miles is very rarely a repeat offender. So if you get him, he learns from it and comes back with a vengeance on the next couple of plays. He's tackled pretty well the last two games in space. And because he wasn't as good the first game, and then he made that adjustment. What's nice about Miles is he's very coachable.
you're talking about pinpointing what players do well. What's Matt Shaughnessy do well?
Go straight ahead and run into things. Matt loves football. And when you aim him somewhere, he goes and hits where he's aimed. And he does a nice job of using his hands and playing the physical part of the game. And mentally, he's one of those guys that can really do a nice job going to the next play. So that would be the strengths of Matt, and we're excited that he's healthy, and I can't wait to watch him play.
With a undrafted rookie free agent left tackle for San Diego, you would think that there would be a big bullseye on that for a defensive coordinator. But what have you seen on film from the guy, and what, you know, again, is it the same kind of thing? You don't want to overthink it, but we got this one spot we're going to go at?
Well, yeah, because it's the same thing. If you get too focused on that one spot, you know, Coach Turner and what they call, they do such a good job getting the ball down the field and attacking where you overload a run game. So if you're overloading him, for example, then he might do something the other side the whole game. So you got to watch that. But he, you know, he's got in front of the guy that he's blocked for the most part in the preseason. And, but, you know, we know he's out there. They know he's out there. And it's a chess match to see how much they help him, how the scheme goes around him, and what players we can match on him. So everybody's conscious of it, them and us, and that's part of what makes a game great is you don't know who's going to be up, and you got to be able to adjust, both as a player within a down and as a coach within a game.
Anything else for JT?
Thanks.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Jason.
Be good.